Hello, Monica.
Hello, hello, Alexandria.
Thank you that you take time for the interview.
It's a pleasure.
So, Monica, you work as a teacher in Mama Jane Children Care Center.
Yes.
Can you describe what your daily tasks are?
The tasks. I can care for the children. Is it? I love my work because I go for instruction.
And how many children are in class, and for which class are you responsible?
Middle class, at this time, we are 35.
35 children, ranging from which age?
From 4 to 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And what are you teaching?
I teach reading sounds. I teach them how to write. I teach them how to care to their friends, to love their friends, to behave. Yes.
What did you study, and why did you choose this profession?
I use that profession because I love the children. I want to care for the children. I'm a parent. Yes, I have all such children. Yes.
And what is your profession, the qualification?
Early childhood.
Early childhood?
Early childhood study.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And since when do you work in Mama Jane Children Care Center?
Since 1998.
Oh, it's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess things have changed during this long time. Maybe you could describe what has changed in nursery school?
It changed. For a long time we don't have many materials. This time we have materials for children to teach the children. We have the sounds. For those years we don't read sounds. We read alphabetical letters. This time we read sounds. Yes, they know how to sound words. They know how to write the sounds. Yes.
And how many children have been in the classes in 1989?
Few. We have few children. Since 1999, we had a school called Mother Care by then. By then we had Mother Care. We had in our class 2015, then from 2000, we had in class, each class has 20, 30, even my class, by the time I was in baby class, I taught in baby class. In my baby class by then, in 2007, by then, 2007, 2008, 2009, I was taking middle class. I had 60 children.
60?
60 in this class. Yes.
That's quite a lot. And the behavior of the children, has it changed too?
The behavior is now changed.
It's better or what?
It is better.
Can you describe?
If you tell the children to keep quiet, listen to the teacher, behave, don't beat your friend. If you beat your friend, you'll be a son of a Satan. They don't want to be a Satan. They don't want... they don't... like that.
Okay.
These days they are good.
Okay. And what do you like most about your job?
My job. Like I told you, I like children very much. Even I like to get money,
yes,
so that I can help my children, my people. You're not Africans. That is it.
And are there any challenges you face in your work?
The challenges, like I told you, children came late, because they have, they will have cough, we have what? The parents also. Other parents doesn't want to pay school fees. That's why they left their children home. We teach you when the others are not around because of that. The sickness. In Africa. Malaria. Other children doesn't come to school because they are sick.
And do many children suffer from malaria?
Yes, others. Malaria, cough, flu. When the weather change.
So I want to thank you for your work you are doing here every day and also for taking time for the interview. Thank you, Monica.
You are welcome, and it is a pleasure. We are going to miss you.
Thank you.
We love you.